He relocated to Cambridge, Ontario to assume the senior pastoral duties at Hespeler Baptist Church, where he remained until 1996. In 1996, he left the ministry and went into teaching in the computer and information technology field. In 2006, he joined the Gideon's home office staff as their business manager. Gord has served in several roles within home office since 2006, and currently he is the chief business officer, overseeing the business division of the office. He's also the editor of the Canadian Gideon magazine, as well as serving as the national convention director. He married Sue in 2001, and they both joined the Gideon ministry in 2003. And it's really because of his role as the national convention director that Gordon is here on the island. They are planning a national convention here for, I believe it's July next, 2013. So he's been here with the Charlottetown camp planning that for next year. And at this time, it gives me great pleasure to call upon Dr. Balfour to give us an update on the work of the Gideons, not only here in the country, but internationally. Gordon?
Good morning. His name was Chris. He was a young man, probably about 30 years of age. He showed up at our office in Guelph one weekday morning, about the time the staff was taking its morning coffee break at 10 o'clock. He came in, he was all dressed up in a business suit and looked very presentable. He was on his way to a job interview. But he said, as I was going to my interview, I saw the sign on the corner, the Gideons, and I just had to come in. You see, when I was in grade 5 in London, Ontario, a couple of old gentlemen showed up at my school, and they came in and they offered to us in the classroom copies of a little red New Testament. And he said, I got one of those red New Testaments. I thought it was really cool as a gift to get as a student. I took it home, I put it on the shelf in my room, and it sat there through the rest of grade 5 and grade 6 and grade 7 and grade 8 and grade 9 and grade 10 and grade 11. And then in grade 12, mother came into the room one day and said, clean this room up. And that's when he found his little testament. And it had sat there for 7 years on his shelf, but he pulled it down. He looked at the introduction in the beginning, and it said, you know, if you will read this every day, God will give you a blessing. And as a grade 12 student in London, Ontario, Chris said, oh, I needed a blessing in my life. I didn't know where I was headed. I didn't know what I was doing. I had no purpose or direction in my life. And so he said, I made a promise to myself that I would read through that New Testament. And he started at the beginning in Matthew 1, and he started reading it through. And he told us, before I got to the end of the book got into me. And I understood that I was a sinner, and that I needed a Savior, and that there was a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And he says, I gave my heart to Christ. And he said, now I've met a Christian young lady. We're raising a Christian family. We have two young children. I think he had one and one on the way at that point. And he says, I just want to give thanks to you people in your organization, because when I was in grade 5, you cared enough to show up at the school and give me a New Testament. It changed my life. That's why I'm a Gideon today. That I believe that the Word of God has a power that nothing else in this creation understands or knows. The Word of God itself declares, in Isaiah 55, God declares, my word will not return to me void, correct? You know that verse. God promises that when he sends out his word, it will go out and do what he intends it to do. It will convict people of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. It will convince people of their need of a Savior, and it will show them that there is a Savior. His name is Jesus. And if they will bow the knee and give their hearts to Christ, he will receive them and give them the gracious offer of salvation eternally and mold them into his wonderful family. And that's what we believe happens over and over and over again when people encounter the Word of God. We heard a story a few years ago of a young lady who was a product of a fairly broken home and very dysfunctional background living in downtown Toronto. Her name was Natasha. Her parents had split up. She had been living on the streets in Toronto for years. In fact, she'd worked as a prostitute for 15 years in downtown Toronto. And her life was a mess. She'd experienced all kinds of difficulties in that lifestyle. But one day, she was in a hotel room. And after her client had left and she was by herself, she happened to pull open the drawer by the bedside table and found a Gideon Hotel Bible. And she says, I opened it up and looked inside and started to read it. And she says, now I can't remember where I read or what it was, but I do remember that when I started to read, it seemed to speak comfort to me. And it surprised me. I never expected that I would be able to even understand the Bible. I thought it was some kind of mystical, religious book that wasn't for people like me. But she says, I was so impressed that it comforted my heart that when she left the hotel room, she stole the Bible, took it with her in her backpack. Incidentally, as Gideons, we don't call that stealing. We call that investing. And we're quite glad to put another one in that hotel room if she'll take it and read it. And so she took that Bible, and then she told us in her story that a few days or a week later or so later, she was in another hotel room, and the same kind of thing happened. She pulled open the drawer, she found the Bible, she started to read. It spoke comfort to her heart, and she thought, when she left, well, one Bible's good, two must be better, must be twice as good. So she took that Bible too. By the end of the summer, Natasha said she was wandering around the streets of downtown Toronto with her backpack filled with 12 hotel Bibles that she had scooped from all the hotels in the downtown area of Toronto. But she said, you know what, when I got a free minute, I would stop in a park or somewhere and I'd pull one of those Bibles out and start to read. And she says, you know what, as I read, I discovered that my lifestyle was not pleasing to God. I discovered that I was a sinner. And I also discovered that there was a Savior who welcomes sinners. And by the end of the summer, she said she had become a believer in Christ. She's now participating in a good Bible-believing church in Toronto. In fact, she's no longer working as a prostitute. That's good news, right? But she's still working on the streets of Toronto, rescuing other prostitutes from that environment. She understands, she's even speaking in government circles about the crimes of prostitution and the arguing strongly against the legalization of prostitution in our country. She's an advocate for the girls who are trapped in the sex industry. And she says it all goes back to some individual couple or individual who placed a Bible in a hotel room, and it was there when the Holy Spirit wanted to show up in my life. And that's what the ministry of the Gideons is all about in a nutshell. Across the country, this great country of Canada, across and around the world, with as many countries and open doors as we have, we place copies of God's word, believing that it will change lives when people encounter the word personally. We live in a society that's increasingly turning its back on the word of God, right? Increasingly closing the opportunities, closing the doors. But yet there are many, many people out there who still want to know the truth. And Jesus Christ says, when you know the truth will set you free. Amen? Let me tell you one final story. I had one lady begin a correspondence with me back in December. She wrote me up and she said in an email that came to our generic email address at the office, she sent a message that said, I'm probably getting near the time in my life when I should be thinking about facing my Maker. And I wonder if you could help me with a Bible reading plan, an organized plan. I don't have one, and I wondered if you could give me one. So I emailed her back. I sent her a copy of an electronic copy of a reading plan. And I said, well, I hope this helps you as you're preparing to meet the Savior. And then she wrote back to me and she said, you know, I maybe misled you a little bit in my last email. I'm actually an atheist. I'm not sure God exists, but I have been convinced that the Bible has some significance for our society. It's a book that I should probably read because everyone talks about how important the Bible is. And I wanted that reading plan so that I could start reading. And so I wrote back to her again and I shared the gospel story with her in that email. And said, I'm quite happy to keep corresponding with you if you will have any questions about the scriptures. So she started her reading plan. About a week later, she wrote me back, and she said, Dr. Gord, that's what she always calls me in her emails, Dr. Gord, someone should have warned me about this book. reading this Bible is kind of like fooling around with an atom bomb. She says, my whole world is shaken up by what I'm reading in this book. And she's continued to read and continued to interact. And I'm convinced now, even reading her last emails, that she has given her heart to Christ. She's changed her lifestyle. She's praying. She's sharing how God is answering her prayers as she reaches out to him in her newfound faith. And it's all because, not because of anything I said in an email, it's because of what's in this book. Amen? And that's why we place copies of Scripture and give them away. We give them out personally to people. And we interact with people all around the world. Now, the Gideon's organization in the last year has changed radically. We've become an autonomous mission in Canada that was primarily to meet regulations with our government standards, the changing regulations in terms of how we hand off money fiscally. But it has opened up amazing doors to us in terms of partnerships with other evangelical missions. Because we are now completely in control of our own destiny as a Canadian mission, we continue to remain committed to about one-third of our funds going to ministry domestically right across Canada, either in the far north or in the hotels, the motels, the schools, the universities, the jails, the individual rooms, the classrooms. We distribute scriptures in all of those venues, but we also give about two-thirds of our money to international ministry, such as you saw in the video earlier. We've developed a network now of over 45 countries where we're directly involved with other evangelical missions and partnerships. We're working with people like Compassion Canada. We've actually been having some discussions with SCM. We've got other missionary interests that we're associating and involving ourselves with. And by coming together and strengthening one another's hands, the Word of God is going forth even more widely than it ever has before. And we give thanks to God and praise for that because His word will not return void. Amen? And he tells us the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, right? Psalm 24, verse 1. You know that verse. The world and all its peoples belong to him. All its peoples. So everyone in the world belongs to God as creator, right? And his heart says he's not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of the truth. And how will they know without the word of God? Maybe he's placed some of those people that have yet to come right beside you in your home, in your workplace, in your fellowship times, so that you might be the message to send the word of God into their lives and touch them as well. And Charlottetown Bible Church, I just want to thank you as an assembly for the support that you've given us as Gideons over the years. We appreciate how you've been so supportive of us. We appreciate the invitation to come with you this morning, even though my wife and I are a couple of Baptists and we don't, you know all of the rules and regulations and everything exactly right. That's why we're sitting at the back. That's what Baptists do. But we're just so delighted to know that whether we have a tag Baptist or Pentecostal or Lutheran or Presbyterian or Brethren in Christ or Brethren, whatever it is, those tags don't matter in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? What matters is that we know him and he knows us and he knows who are his own. And one day we're all going to stand in that glorious presence together and give thanks to him for giving us his word and opening our eyes to truth that we never would have known if he hadn't touched us. Amen? And we've given you in your bulletin this morning some information about the ministry. There's an offering envelope in there if you'd like to give a donation. We are still committed to the model that every $3 given in a public service goes into the 100% into scriptures, and it goes to the purchase and placement of scriptures either here or around the world. Thank you so much for your support of us. We appreciate and covet your prayers. And if any of you are interested in joining the mission of the Gideons, we're looking for new blood, new members, new people to come alongside us. It's an exciting place to be these days. There's amazing things happening. God bless you all as you worship together today. Thank you.